Right into the freaking garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Without power, so
I know, as long as you have a garage.
Yeah.
Or a tube.
Mm-hmm.
A long enough tube. And he probably got a garden hose. Just breathe on it for a few hours so it thaws out, and then put it on the old gas pipe and run it in through the back seat so you don't at least have to look at it.
Let her rip. Yep.
Yeah, it wasn't awesome. Texas really fucked the pig on that one. If you're going to say, hey, we want our own fucking grid, well, you better make it up to snuff with the rest of the fucking grid. Otherwise, you look like an asshole.
You know, I'm not even going to pretend I knew any of that shit before. Like, everybody else is acting like they knew. Like, oh, you know, this is why the grid should... I still don't understand it. Fuck it. You know? It's over.
Yeah, I think Corey told me 2 days before everybody else knew, because he's an electrician.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just like, let me rap with you, son. And he told me what was up. So, yeah, it was just like, yeah, we're Texas. We don't need it. We'll do it by ourselves. It doesn't get cold here. It's like driving without insurance, pretty much. It's like, you can do it, but when it happens, you're fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, but we're good for another 10 years. Fuck it.
I mean, you say that. You don't know.
I'll be dead by then.
Like, well, sure. Yeah, we know that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But, you know, what else is wrong with it? If that wasn't up to snuff, then what the fuck else is? Like, everybody's like, oh, we got this fucking windmill power. It's like, dog, that's only 14%. Relax. That's not a lot. If you got a 14% on a text, or on a text, fuck, on a test, you'd be laughed out of school. So don't fucking trip over, oh, we got the 14% windmill. That's nothing. Texas is a fucking oil and gas state. It's Texas. So, yeah, it's... Texas really fucked the pig on this one. Just think, oh, we don't need that undercoating. What's that? So, yeah, they fucked the pig on that one, bud. And they said, oh, it could have been worse. I mean, that was pretty bad. All these people were just like, yeah, Texas is going to secede. Oh, yeah, that'll work out for you.
And
can't even handle it getting cold.
You know, that nobody says that seriously, you know. There might
some
be like,
people do.
There might be like 12 assholes out there that think that could actually work, but, you know, it couldn't.
No, it couldn't.
No, you depend on the federal government way too much for too fucking much.
Mexico would take over with a quickness.
Yeah.
Then America will just be like, tee-hee. Yeah, that's... Yeah, what a... That week fucked everything up.
I was just stuck here. You know, we didn't lose power, we didn't lose water, but I couldn't fucking go anywhere. You know, I couldn't go to the shop, and even if I could have gone to the shop, there was no power there. There was no water. And it would have been too cold even if there was. Like, a lot of, my emulsion got fucked up, you know, and that shit isn't cheap.
I mean, it probably is.
What, cheap?
So fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's garbage now. It's just fucking trash. It's like, I don't know.
I ordered some latex, and for some reason, they shipped it on the day that, like, all this was going down. So then it just stayed in a fucking warehouse something for the... So, yeah, I didn't even open this shit yet. I'm just like, oh, it's probably fucked. I'll just shove $400 up my fucking anals and call it a day.
Yeah, because I can afford to be burning money right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks. Great. Terrific. And then today, fucking... That speed sensor, whatever the fuck, keeps coming up on the car. So I'm just like, all right, I got to drive fucking cross country. Should go get this checked out. So, oh, you know, everything's checking out, but your tires are low. I was just like, yeah, fuck it. Let's get new tires. I just got this used car. Let's fucking switch them out. Hey, $920. What?
The fuck kind of tires did you get?
The cheap ones.
Where the fuck did you go?
Discount tire.
What? That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I'm used to paying for the Kia. It was like six something, maybe like $678. $920. It's like you can't fucking sell it when they sell it. And they say, oh, I guess, yeah, let's do it.
I usually get them tires after Frightmare. So maybe in next year, in 2022, I'll get new tires.
Well, you didn't do a lot of driving this year.
Well, there's that, too. Yeah, just working back. But, yeah.
Yeah, if I'm driving up to the fucking snow, then... that means I'm not going to...
Thursday, right?
Huh?
You leave Thursday?
Wednesday.
Wednesday, okay.
Yep. So, yeah, I was going to get a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'll just... Going to have to skip that. So this will be fun. Yep. At least afterwards, I can go up to Chicago, take the 7-hour trip up there, and then see how my dad's doing. Not great. So that'll be awesome. At least a weed shop will be open. So that'll be a fun little experience to then go back to depression. Can't wait. It's going to be a great trip. I got some books, though. I got 4 audio books.
Did you get the Stanley?
I do. I got the new Stanley book. I got some like wrestling production book. A Phantasm book.
Are you recording right now? You should be.
Yeah, I am.
All right, good.
Okay. And Jay Chandrasekhar book. He's the dude who like directed the Club Dread, the Broken Lizard movies.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I have a feeling I'm going to be listening to that Stanley one on like 2x the speed. Because I have a feeling it's going to be like, yeah, we already know.
Yeah, a lot of repetitive shit. Like I said, what I read about it, it's he did some personal interviews with like Roy Thomas that I haven't read a lot of interviews with Roy Thomas about all that shit. So,
oh, that dead dildo. Let me tell you what. Let me get the shooter in here. Growing up as a young Jewish lass in Queens, New York, like, can I just skip the first 10 chapters? We'll see. I'll let you know, Joe. I'm not expecting much.
No.
And I'm taking a real, like, this is the way in the States I'm going through. It's like Texas to Arkansas to fucking Tennessee to Kentucky to Ohio, and it's like right on the Ohio-Kentucky border.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Maybe I'll see some bluegrass popping up through the snow.
There's one stretch, and I think it's in Arkansas, that I always see like a horrendous accident every fucking time I go through there. And then there's one stretch, like in Kentucky, that I always know to stop and put gas, because I fucking barely made it one time to a gas station. There's a long stretch with no fucking gas stations.
How often do you get gas?
Now, as soon as it hits like a quarter, like okay. I've got a quarter tank left, then I stop.
I try and do a half tank. Yeah. Just to be safe. Where do you, you usually go to Kentucky with your Bigfoot convention, right?
Yeah.
And you drive all the way up there without stopping?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I got a little bit more than you, so I'm just trying to think of where I'm going to stop.
Fuck, I don't know. Like you, I mean, it's a, what, like a 19-hour drive?
Yeah, no, with stops and everything, it'd probably be somewhere around there.
Yeah.
I just know when you get into half of Kentucky, it fucking turns on you and it's an hour later.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried about getting a hotel, though, because, you know, $1,800 tires. So I'll just pull off to the side of the road and shove myself in my asshole to keep warm.
Yeah, I've done that rest stops, you know, just fucking sleep until it's like too cold to sleep anymore, and then I fucking drive a couple hours more and then do the same thing all over again.
I can't wait.
All in the name of artistry, though.
Yeah, one what?
All in the name of artistry.
Yeah, I always dread the fucking drive, but then so I was like, yeah, this isn't bad, and I know I'm gonna have to fucking take my time this time because of the fucking snow and shit, so it's gonna be a real and I like not doing anything and just staying the fuck home. Like, if this I could past
have afforded to go with you, I would have split the drive with you, but
just go, fuck it.
Shit's been, of course, last week, there was not a single sale that came through the website.
So you're good. Fuck it.
It was too cold to fucking turn on their computers, I guess, and order anything, you know.
Should add a long sleeve shirt sale.
But we did ship out those 4 DWN shirts. Those are on their way.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think I still have it on the website. I forgot to take it down.
That's all right. It'll be there. And
yeah, it's not going to.
Hopefully that dude got one, though, who originally fucking.
I think he did. Yeah, I think I recognized his name. So he was like the first. He was the one that had all the trouble, like picking the size.
Yeah, I don't know why your site's so hard, Joe. You should make it look like it's from 1997, like mine.
I don't know. I got to do like a walkthrough on like here.
Tutorial video.
This down arrow. If you click this, other sizes will appear.
Don't you have to do a color or something too?
Yeah. But a lot of the time it's like set as default. And if it's only one color, I mean,
I never heard of that color before. Well,
it's fucking black. Wait a minute.
So what the fuck is in Kentucky? Like, are they known for, oh, they got this fast food place you gotta stop at?
No, they're not known for shit.
Yeah. Just hillbillies, right?
Mm-hmm. Hollers and coal mines. There's a Corvette museum that you'll pass through if you go through Bowling Green or something.
No. That's like by Louisville.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think I'm going more. Because that's like Indiana. like on the Indiana edge. This is on the Ohio edge. So yeah, I think I'm gonna skirt steak that one.
Ohio. Sounds nice.
Yeah, I mean, I've driven through Ohio a few times. But I mean, it's really the edge of fucking, what's it called? Kentucky and Ohio. Like, the Kentucky-Ohio River is literally separating the town I'm going to the other town in Kentucky, so.
Oh, you usually go to, like, Indiana, right? For the...
Horror Hounds.
Yeah, the Horror Hound. Yeah, the Mask Fest. Okay. Yeah. So you know your way around.
No, I've never been this way before.
Yeah, you'll figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, once I get to Ohio and go back to Chicago, I'll be fine. But once I get out of Tennessee, I'm going to be like, Kentucky? I've never fucking been there. They still have the Dukes of Hazzard cars.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe you'll be close to Hazzard County. I don't know.
Not looking forward to it. I mean, going, sure, but this drive right now, I'm...
Well, at least the worst of the weather is gone, I think.
Yeah.
So you won't have too much of that shit to worry about, I don't think.
Like I said, I just know it's going to be a slow drive. Especially when I get, I don't know. Who knows? Everything's fucked now. My buddy in Tennessee said his shit was fucked. Not as bad as us, but... Like, what the fuck? I don't know. I'm so tired.
Yeah, I ordered some shirts out of a warehouse in Tennessee last Friday, and they shipped out today. So, I mean, I don't know. Their website didn't say, hey, we're fucked right now. You know, there's going to be delays, but that's to be expected pretty much with anything you order right now anyway.
Well, that was good. You got it in like a 2-day shipping time. Yeah. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, then you got it Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Now, what was odd is I ordered some shit for Juan from a Houston warehouse, and their site specifically said, we're fucking closed. But they shipped out the same day that I placed the order, and then it was out for delivery in Corpus on Saturday, which is weird because I don't pay for Saturday shipping or any of that shit from UPS.
But I don't think you have to.
No, I mean, but
they don't deliver Saturday. Shipping.
UPS yeah, doesn't. Well, they do if you pay for it, if you pay
extra. Oh.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Saturday's one of their days.
They don't deliver to regular schmoes on Saturday.
I think they do.
I don't think they do.
I don't think they do Sunday unless it's Amazon.
But, yeah, with Amazon they do that.
I think Saturday they do.
No, they don't.
Maybe just your part of
town. But they did deliver it anyway. You know, it said out for delivery, and then it's like, hey, inclement weather, so there's going to be a delay. What? Like, shit was good on Saturday. But in Corpus, I imagine, was a lot warmer than here, and it was fairly warm here.
Why would you imagine it was warmer in Corpus, Joe?
Because I just like to imagine the warmth and the sunshine that I'm missing.
Oh. Did you get snow?
Yeah, we got some snow, Tom.
Did you get a snow job? Hello and welcome to DWN Productions THC Podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts here at boygob.com.
Coen Brothers lead in.
That's what I was going to say. One of those new age movies where they put the title at the very end.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel. Well, you'll get to that, I guess.
And then they have the credits rolling from the top of the screen going down. That's different.
Classy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll get to Captain. Oh, that's right. I gotta watch that shit before I watch the sequel to Endgame or whatever the fuck, right?
You don't like it.
What did I just watch? Infinity Wars? Yeah.
You'll like it.
Speaking of stuff you'll like, Mortal Kombat. I haven't seen the trailer. I'm sure you've seen it more than a few times.
No, I just watched it the once. I'm not thrilled that they made like some new guy just for the movie that seems like he's going to be the lead. And like he has a little dragon fucking burn on him. Like, oh, it's a birthmark. You're chosen for mortal. Cause shut the fuck up. I don't know. Like some of the shit looks cool. Cause I mean, why wouldn't it? It's a modern day movie.
This is a relick, or they're going...
Oh, a relick?
Yeah, a relick.
Or, I don't know. What is
or
that?
Or is it connected to the other movies?
Oh, no. I think this is a rebootral. They're relicking the the wound.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. The web series seemed like it was cooler. We'll see. I mean, it doesn't look bad. It doesn't look awesome. Like, oh, fuck yeah! But, I mean, we'll see. Maybe it is. Maybe there's a reason fucking all these movies are going to HBO Max, Joe.
I think so. I think that's pretty much, like, it's gotta suck if it's coming out there first, you know?
I mean, it's all the WB movies. So, I mean, who knows? Yeah, I mean, I'm going to watch it, but I'm not thrilled or pumped about it.
Yeah, I didn't know it was an HBO Max release.
Yeah. It's one of the Warner Brothers because they're putting all their shit on there. It's like that and King Kong and the fucking Guardians of the Galaxy DC guys.
Why the fuck did I think King Kong was Universal?
Well, let me tell you, Joe. Because you remember when they'd have that globe spinning around and then
with the little airplane and shit? Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I don't know. Rights get tossed around and who knows? The Monsterverse, huh? Yeah, they got one called Hot Dog.
The movie?
That's getting released pretty soon to HBO Max. But it's not that one. It's HAUTE.
Ah.
In the post.
And his dog with a W?
No. This is a white dog. It's a poodle. It's getting
works
like Coca-Cola,
pampered. Huh?
We'll see. I mean, I won't. But, I don't care.
Fuck it. Fuck it. And that's what Hercules said, because I watched The Legend of Hercules. He said, fuck it. And he fought everybody. This movie was kind of like the same storyline as Ben-Hur, except, I don't know, there's gods and shit in it, like, Zeus, like, he's the wind, and he fucks Hercules' mom to give, to make her pregnant with Hercules. The wind fucks her. And, yeah, I don't know, he's got a jealous brother, a stepdad that don't like him, so they sell him into slavery or some shit, but he comes back, fights in the gladiator arena, so this movie's kind of like that movie Gladiator, too. Ben-Hur and Gladiator, and... he defeats his stepdad and brother. And that's it.
Did you say his stepdad and lover? Like they're the same person?
Yeah. Yeah, they okay. could be.
Did you like it?
It was okay. It was, it wasn't bad. I mean, it wasn't great, but it was, you know, it was a decent movie. It's, that guy, Rennie Harlan. The guy that directed Prison and other shit that I can't remember right now. But, yeah, it's a decent flick.
Would recommend?
I don't know. I don't know. It's just, it's something to pass the time. You know, it's entertaining. It's not great. But I wouldn't say it sucks. If you're into that kind of movies, if you like mythology, then yes.
One of those were a word.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Anything? Yes. Is it anything like Hercules in New York?
Nothing like that. It's nothing like Wrath of the Titans. It doesn't have no monsters or anything like that. There's a part where he's tied up between two pillars, and he has to call on his father, Zeus, God, so he can break those pillars down and defeat the Romans or the Greeks or whoever he's fighting. So it's kind of like that movie Samson.
They cut off his hairs?
I think so. It's like a lot of other movies you've already seen, but it's all right.
Is it anything like Planet Terror?
Yes, it is. I think guy gets a leg cut off or something.
What do they put? Like a fucking rock club thing?
Yeah. An axe.
They just jam it up through the bone so it splinters.
They put a shield on there. It walks around.
With a little star on it.
Yeah, and it can roll so he can, you know, jump on one shield leg and just roll every place.
Nice. Like that robot duck from DuckTales.
Robot.
Or Darkwing Duck. Whatever one it was. Hey, speaking of Disney, I wasn't allowed into the Disney store.
I saw you post something about that, but
yeah,
I didn't even think there was a Disney store anymore.
Yeah, there is. I have to go to Ye Olde Outlet Mall to find shoes in my size because I have a larger foot than
stores carry. And you buy them at the Disney store?
No, I go to the Vans store. But they had a Disney store over there, and Lori was just, oh, hey, let's go in there and look for something for the old niece. And I was like, all right. And then
he's into Donald Duck.
Into. So we went, and like there's a lady, it was probably like a 20, early 20 something, and you had to wait in line to get in for people to leave and because the occupancy or whatever. So I put my mask on, my fancy little DWN production zombie mask. And then she's like, oh, you guys are going to have to wait out here till two people come out. No problem. And then two people come out, and then she walks in and talks to some other dude. And I was just like, those fucking people just walked out. Why can't we go in now? And she's like, all right, well, I'm happy to tell you that you guys are able to go in now. But you can't go in with that mask. But don't worry, because we have masks in there that we'll be able to give you. I said, what? No. All right, I'm not going to give you my money. And then I turned away and said, all right, will you just have a magical, fantabulous fucking day or whatever bullshit Disney line they're supposed to say. And then as I turn away and start walking away, I was like, oh, shit, yeah. I guess Lori just could have went in by herself and could have waited outside. But I was like, fuck those hoes. Yeah. But, I mean, just be lucky I'm wearing a mask. A lot of motherfuckers don't even wear the fucking masks in stores and shit. It's like, hey, bitches, you own Aliens and Predator now. Don't get all high and mighty saying my fat ass can't come into the Disney store. Mm-mm. But I didn't want to get into all that because, again, it's just some little young person doing their fucking job and I'm not going to get all, fuck you, man. So
not that you would know because you didn't go in, but did they sell Aliens and Predator stuff?
No, but I figure they had a Marvel section.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so they would have just looked at that shit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you can get into all the Marvel stuff. Like, there's like three different Marvel devils, you homo. Don't tell me I can't come in. But yeah, it wasn't worth it, but whatever. That's just kind of bullshit. You know what they say, pick your battles, and I just didn't really give a fuck. I just said, well, I'll never be back here.
This week?
No, I won't. And I had a big bag full of shoes, too, that I paid for.
This guy's just going to fucking return these.
No. It's hard for me to get shoes in my size, so. Lucky enough, I could find the Vans. Those seem to be the most comfortable for my feet.
So did you watch anything in between excursions to the Disney store and ordering the shit that fucked up on you?
Yeah. I watched some more Third Rock from the Sun. Still going pretty good. That French Stewart's starting to get on my fucking nerves, but it's pretty good. I think it's better than the Nanual. But the Nanual is just kind of shocking at how much fucking perverse humor they were getting away with. But French Stewart definitely isn't going to wish you well on your alcoholism. Fuck that guy thinking he's worth $100 for a little shitty video. Oh, hi, you been drinking? Who are you, Charles Bronson? You fuck, grow a mustache. Yeah, fuck him, but it's fine. I'm going to keep watching it when I get back from the old road. The old dirt road.
Well, if you take a wrong turn in Kentucky, yes. You'll go down some dirt roads. Stay on the main highway, Tom.
I will. I don't want to take a wrong turn.
The new beginning.
The foundation. Or I guess it's just a cult living in the woods. And I guess they got like polo models to be the fucking people living in the woods or some shit. Like for real. They're not inbred hillbillies or shit. It's just like some Jehovah's Witnesses living out in the woods. The townspeople's like, oh, we just leave them alone now. I'm going to watch it probably fucking Wednesday. But we'll see. I'll talk about it Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've only seen the first one, so I have no real frame of reference on
it. First one's all right.
Yeah.
Second one's a gore movie. And there's like one and a half in there that's all right. But three's really bad.
The first one was what? The Stan Winston? Was it a Stan Winston? Okay.
Yeah, that's what he did after the creature feature countdown to Halloween.
Oh, those were some good times.
Boy, I'll say, I'd love to watch Teenage Caveman again.
Did I end up selling that one? I don't remember. Probably not.
You bought that shit, Joe.
I watched Snow Beast, a made-for-TV abominable snowman flick.
It's one of the sci-fi ones?
Nah, it was like on ABC.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so this is 70-something.
Oh, shit, that was even back before I thought.
This was, you're thinking of the one with the Dukes of Hazzard guy in it.
Yeah.
This one has Bo Svenson, the guy that
bless you
in his name, and it's just a abominable snowman terrorizing a resort. You know, sometimes we see his hand, but mainly we're seeing the POV of the abominable little snowman.
Is he doing and, like sucking a wiener?
I don't know. He's killing folks, but you don't see anything because it was a made-for-TV movie from the 70s. But they kill him really easily because POV style, he's running towards the camera or running towards Bo Svenson, and Bo Svenson sticks up a ski pole So Abominable Snowman impales himself. The end. Not good.
So what does POV mean? Because I usually just see that on short clips.
Point of view.
Oh, so it doesn't have to do with sucking anything?
No.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah. So it depends on what kind of clips you're watching, but...
Short, they're like around 5 to 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Usually with some sucking going on.
POV style.
Yeah, what does that mean? Something about sucking?
I get it.
Oh, I was trying to hold it in, but then I just had to be vulgar. Apologies.
To our new listeners.
Ooh. To our negative one. I watched Killing Is Easy, a documentary on Patrice O'Neill that was crowdfunded like, oh, I don't know, 5 years ago by his fiance, I guess. And she just fumbled that. So somebody else had to pick it up and, all right, let's finish this thing another 5 years later. It took a while for this thing to fucking get fully made and come out, but it's out, and it premiered on Comedy Central, and it's pretty fucking great.
I didn't even know Comedy Central was still around. I thought it went away to the Disney Channel. I mean, the Disney
Store.
They
should have the store. Yeah, it's a Viacom property, so they're still around, or I think they are. I don't know. Fuck them. But anyway, it's a documentary about Patrice O'Neill, who is a comic. Surprisingly, this is an hour and a half long. I thought it was going to be some shit like 45 minutes, an hour with the commercials or whatever. But it's pretty good. It's a good documentary, even if you don't like the dude or don't even know who the fuck he is. It's just a pretty good documentary. It's on the old list. It's the first one.
First one to make a list.
For this year. Haven't watched any bad 2021 movies yet, but I'll be watching that new Wrong Turn in a day or two. So, but yeah, I would highly recommend it. Right now it's on YouTube if you wanted to see it. So by the time you hear this, who knows if it is, but search it out. If a DVD comes out, I will definitely get it. Yeah, I think this is... Unless there's a book, I think this is the last of the Patrice O'Neill stuff we're going to get.
That's it.
But it was good.
His legacy. The train stops here, Patrice.
Rest and empowerment. Now yeah, you go.
So I watched something on YouTube as well. I watched Riot, The Righteous Invasion of Truth. This one stars Carmen, the Italian Christian singing superstar sensation. But he also did movies, Tom, like this one, Riot, Righteous Invasion of Truth. This one, he plays a cop in the mean streets of Chicago.
His partner. All right, well, let me ask you this: what does COP stand for? If Riot stands for something,
Citizens on Patrol.
Thank you.
But his partner is none other than Sam Jones, Flash Gordon. But he's sick of it, Tom. He's sick of all the gangs, and you know wants to raise his kid somewhere safer than the mean streets of Chicago.
So he goes to Gary, Indiana.
Home of the rebels. Close. He moves to Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, And for some reason, his partner, Sam Jones, the Flash, goes with him. I don't fucking know. But there's gangs everywhere, Tom. There's fucking gangs in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, and they're harassing his son. But Carmen, fuck, he's got to fight him. He's got to fight him. And he learns about this Christian organization out there that'll help him out. They're called Riot. The Righteous Invasion of Truth. Not only is this a film, you know, a narrative, but interspersed, like if they were taking a commercial break, instead of having a commercial break, they show one of Carmen's videos. Oh. So you get about six or seven of his videos in between. Put this one definitely on your list for your next shit fest, because it's a shit fest. It is funny as fuck. If you know anything about Carmen, he dude fucking loved himself. Probably more than he loved Jesus, he fucking loved himself.
Well, Joe, I think in order to get by in this life, we all gotta love ourselves.
We do. You know,
some of ourselves love ourselves a little more than others love themselves, but
you know? If he wasn't faced with all this adversity, he's no, you know, average Mama Luke.
How dare you?
He can fight even without the Lord backing him up. He also did another movie called Carmen, the Champion, where he's a boxer. I may watch that one next week.
And he also did a movie called Carmen, the Fork Twirler.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
You do that with your fingers to twirl the fork to wrap the spaghetti noodles all around the fork.
Oh, you see. Okay. Did you ever see the one that had the little thing that you could wind and it would turn on its own? Well, you'd have to wind it.
So. We're not talking about Tex Avery here. We're talking about real life. Okay. But hey, we'll get to Tex Avery a little later on our list.
Did you watch anything else?
Nope.
I finished season 2 of Arrow. Did I talk about that last week?
I don't know.
I don't think so. This is Green Arrow, the TV show by Warner Brothers, I think. I don't know. I don't know why I watched this show. It sucks. It's fucking bad. You know how they do somebody's origin? They just fucking like, maybe let's take an episode and do his origin. His origin's been going on for two fucking seasons. And since it was on a network, so to speak, these are 23 episode seasons. So that's a fucking long time. You know, half of the episode is flashback where Green Arrow is like stuck on an island learning how to shoot bows and shit.
Damn.
It's not good. It's not good. He shot bows too, bows and arrows, yeah, with the dynamites on them. But now I can start watching The Flash, which is the second series in the Arrowverse. The fucking Arrowverse. Do not recommend.
I think Doomsday shows up in The Flash. And I think it looks okay for a TV. For a TV, a Carmen's.
I will let you know.
Yeah, if I remember, I think. And I think Lobo shows up, too.
Hmm.
Maybe that was Smallville.
Maybe. I can't remember. Yeah.
I remember recently Lobo showing up. He's like, "Oi, I'm an Australian, mate."
Yeah, that's right. You look kind of shitty. Yeah. It was no paramilitary special, I'll tell you that.
Not enough cocaine in the world to make another one of those.
Then I watched the Liv Tyler classic, The Strangers. It's a home invasion movie. It's all right. It's not bad. Throughout the movie, it looks like it's filmed in Texas and, you know, dudes even eating Blue Bell ice cream. At one point, So I did a little research, went to the Wikipedias. The director's from Texas, and he just wanted it to look for, like, Texas for no fucking practical reason, just for nostalgia's sake. Mm. Yeah, mass killers, they show up and, like, harass a couple for an hour and a half before killing them at the end of the movie.
Hey, Joe. Why just, did they do it?
Because they were home, Tom. Because they were home.
Yeah, I saw the second one in the theaters. Fuck you, Movie Pass.
They've made a few, right? Like four of these two. Fucking things? Two? That's it? Two?
Yeah. But, like, the that one was made in, like, the early 2000s or something.
Yeah, right? 2008, I think.
Yeah, and this one just came out a couple years ago when Movie Pass was around.
Oh, okay. So they were striking while the property was still hot, huh?
Mm-hmm. And it all that second one was just 80s nostalgia, 80s nostalgia. You remember 80s horror? 80s nostalgia. Fuck you. Yeah, it wasn't good.
Then finally, I watched 19 minutes of the movie you assigned me to watch.
No, that's next week.
Oh, okay.
So next week you'll watch Basketball. Next week. Maybe you'll be able to finish it and not be such a wiener. Because I sat through 90 minutes of your fucking homoerotic buddy comedy. Whatever the fuck this shit was. I don't know. So what do we watch, Joe?
The Boys Next Door.
Hmm. I liked it better when it was called Ginger Snaps. Because at least that had a werewolf in it.
Werewolf.
Sorry. W-E-R.
Yeah, this movie, admittedly, it didn't hold up for me. It's like a travelogue of L.A. You know, fucking Penelope Spheeris is just like showing off L.A. that she obviously loves a lot, you know, taking us down through fucking Hollywood, showing us the sights, and in between, these guys are mean to a few people, and I don't know, it just, you know, it didn't resonate with me, you know, it's like, nah, it's just not good, it doesn't hold up at all.
Yeah, it was just like, oh, a lot of ethnic slurs.
Which I probably thought was funny when I saw it when I was in high school, you know? But now I'm highly offended by it, Tom. Highly offended.
Yeah,
I'm thinking we need to cancel Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, that's, you know, I'm not saying that Corey Feldman's a fucking liar. I just don't like the fucking guy. Okay, but just because I don't like him doesn't mean he's a fucking liar. So now every time I see Charlie Sheen, I just picture like two little trailers like butted up against each other and him having sex with a little kid in between them. And it's like, man. Like, if that shit didn't happen, that's a fucked up thing to go around saying, Corey Feldman, because now that's all I think about. And I loved Hot Shots Part 2. So, yeah, that was kind of like, oh, fuck. So that's just, you know, just it's in the room when you're watching the movie.
So, yeah, and this chick, this director, like, she was like,
this woman.
Like some punk rock icon or something. The thing
you
is,
could tell she made Black Sheep.
Nobody sells out faster than fucking punk rock. Yeah, she went on to do like fucking Wayne's World, you know? And after that, it was just a string of comedies. Nothing fucking groundbreaking or nothing with anything to say, you know? It's like, okay, punk rock, fucking artists. Not anymore. You're doing Wayne's World.
Yeah, from what I remember from the Chris Farley book, she was kind of an asshole, if I remember. But she was just in it a little bit.
Yeah, I watched one of the special features on it that was with her and that Maxwell Caulfield guy. So this movie was straight off of his the movie that was supposed to make him a star, Grease 2, that fucking bombed. And he said, like, nobody wanted anything to do with him after that, so he was lucky to get this role. And both of them just saying, no, we wouldn't make this movie today. Nothing that glorifies violence the way this movie does. A real punk rocky, you lady. Nah. Nah, I got no respect for her.
Yeah, this was just, you know, your Gone Wild movie.
Yeah, and then, you know, I do remember, like, some of the dialogue they used, like, people said stupid shit like that, and it's like, even back then, I thought, like jumping in a car and saying, let's motivate. What the fuck? Kind of dick says some shit like that. People I knew said shit like that.
Sorry to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, at least it came in a nice black case.
Did that was cracked. Fuck it, I got it for free.
That's, it should have paid you, Joe. I think I know the man to talk to get us a couple bucks for watching that movie.
But if somebody wants to buy it, I'll have it at the next show. Along with
Boy,
the old DVD version.
Why are you selling that? I gave it to you for free and now you're selling it? Hopefully it came with a slip cover so you can get a couple more bucks for it.
No, that's vinegar syndrome.
What?
That's vinegar syndrome that does the slip covers. Limited edition slip covers.
They all do.
Do they?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Get with the times. It's marketing. Hey, I watched some court show today. And I said, these are the people I'm buying movies from. I think I'm done with that. Did you see that going around the internets?
No, I didn't. I won't either.
You will. If you haven't seen it, you'll see it soon enough.
I won't.
You will. Well, I just the thumbnail. I'm not saying you have to watch the show, but...
Oh, yeah, I've seen people posting about that, and then I saw who it was about. I said, nope, no interest.
Look presentable on TV.
And that's it. That's all I watched. I apologize for having you watch The Boys Next Door, Tom.
I mean, it was okay. It was a movie. Like, it hit all the beats of a movie. So I can't say, oh, what a piece of shit that was.
I seem to remember there being nudity in it, too. There's no fucking nudity in it whatsoever. Not that there's anybody you would want
to see. Yeah, what's his nuts, pops his shirt off and then starts kissing that guy? Yeah, there was nudity. That chick, right? The hippie chick or the hooker from the bar?
Nah, she didn't take her clothes off at all.
Hmm.
And she didn't get her clothes ripped off either.
I think Charlie Sheen popped his shirt off too.
Probably. I don't know.
Yeah, you do. You watched it. You yeah, own this movie.
Then you had the cop from the fucking Adam Sandler golf movie.
Oh, what's his name? Shooter. Oh, they're all shooters.
Yeah, he's in there.
Shooter McGavin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a movie. It was fine. It was average, but, you know, I wasn't shocked to learn this was a Severin release.
Like I've said before, I should just hold on to the memories with a lot of this shit, because... It doesn't live up to what I remember. Nowhere close.
Mm. Well, I hope next week's holds up for me, because ever since I watched it next week, I've been listening to the soundtrack. So I can't wait. Hey, Joe. Think I'll have myself a nice, crisp, bubbled seltzer. Mm. Hey, Joe. Species.
Part two.
That's just what it's called, remember?
Right.
So we didn't just think calling this species.
Funny. So it's species. Hey, I liked this one. I like this one more than the first one. This one's, I don't know, it's just goofy. You know, it's just kind of dumb. You got some comedic aspects. They brought in some color, so to speak, to add some comedy to it. You got astronauts going up into space, and they're getting infected with the species. Species infects them, you see. So they bring it back to Earth, even though they already got another Syl, and this time she's named Eve. But they growed her up, and they're trying to keep her away from men. I don't know. I don't fucking know. But so two of the astronauts get invaded with the species, except for the
black guy. They get invaded?
Yeah. And the black guy, because the species is racist, they don't infect him or whatever. Now,
it's
just
not
like,
because, remember in the first one, that the, what's it, the species, as you say, wouldn't go with people who had, like, a disease.
Yeah, or so it's revealed like that. Later that he's got rickets or something.
Sickle cell.
Yeah, sickle cell anemia. Yeah, whatever. So that's why they didn't. Turns out the species isn't racist after all.
Why?
Because he's got sickle cell anemia.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. The species just got lucky.
I guess. And yeah, just like the time before, like the species, they just want to go around and fuck and make more species.
The species is black.
So that's what they do. That's
what they do. Is that shit painted black?
I think. I don't know. They don't fucking focus on it enough. Well, in this one, they do. We got spider species that comes out at the... Is this this one or the next one? That I haven't watched yet, but I'll be watching for next week. Yeah, you got fucking baby stomachs exploding and shit. And it was all right. I liked it.
Yeah, not a fan. Like the last one, it has its pretty ladies and its gore effects. I mean, it's in the for sale bin if anybody would like to.
I'm going to have to
I
keep
bought
this
off
trilogy
four of
box
these
set,
movies
which to... I open now. Because 3 is not streaming anywhere, and I don't think 4 is either. But yeah, this part 2, well, you bought it, so you already know that it's got like deleted scenes that were too hot.
To touch.
Who fucking knows?
You do. You I opened them to see what those hot scenes were, so what were they?
I haven't, but I'll pop it in.
Oh yeah, pop episode. It in where?
The PlayStation.
Oh, is that what you call your anals?
No.
What do you call it?
Anals.
Oh. Do you say, pop it in my anals?
I don't think I've ever said that, no.
Said what?
I don't think.
Not often, that's okay.
But yeah, Species 2, two thumbs up from us here. Recommend it, go out and purchase it. Yeah.
I can't wait for Species 3. I think this came out around the time that Sci-Fi Channel was putting out B or C grade horror sequels. Or not grade horror sequels, but to B or C grade horror franchises. Like I think Beyond Reanimator came out around the same time as they were doing this. And I think there was a Anaconda sequel.
Yeah.
That they put out around
yeah,
this time
doing
too.
Like a movie, like a new movie every week.
But not just garbage asylum shit and stuff right. like that. These were like from like known franchises. And I think Dog Soldiers came out around this time on Sci-Fi too.
Did it? Holy shit, I don't know that.
Yeah, Dog Soldiers definitely premiered on Sci-Fi.
Or The Man with the Screaming Brain.
Ugh. Yondu, yon me, fuck you.
Or Alien Apocalypse. Yeah, garbage like that. So yeah, they had their misses, but I don't think this is one of them. Oh, well, this one didn't come out on Sci-Fi. The next one did.
It did.
We'll get to that.
Wink. So, Doc Ock, like, hidden in an air bubble or something? Is that this one?
We both thought he had drowned, and that was the last we'd see of him. But no, he's hid in an air bubble and uses little tentacles to crawl out of the fucking cave-in.
Like a spider.
Yeah.
There's a science expo.
That's right. And they go with the professor. Peter Parker
X.
and Gwen Stacy go with Professor Warren, who I don't really trust. The guy seems kind of like a jackal to me, but we'll see where this all heads. But right now, there's nothing to this fucking issue. There's not much story to it at all. Harry is mad at Peter for always disappearing. Flash, did he fucking quit the service or what? Because he's still just hanging around.
He's back.
He's back.
The war's over.
He's done. Okay.
He's done.
Yeah, and he's just wearing his uniform all the fucking time.
He's wearing the Venom symbiote, but you're not going to know that for like 85 years.
Stan Lee's trying to show that he's, you know, hip with the lingo and everything, having the college kids hang out at the fucking, I don't know, the Coffee Bean or wherever the fuck they're going. All the time, which also happens to be a place that Aunt May and fucking Aunt Watson hang out.
Aunt Watson. Emma.
Emma Watson, yeah, that they hang out. It's just, I don't know. Not much going on in this issue. Spider-Man throws a spider tracer in Doc Ock's ass and follows him to a little cabin that the cabin blows up because it was a big trap. But I don't know. Miss Watson and Aunt May's, they're going to rent out a room at their place. What the fuck happened to Aunt May's house? Did she sell that shit?
Mm-mm.
Why don't they rent that out?
Pee-Pee's living in it.
I don't know. But guess who's going to answer the call for that ad to rent the room? Oh, no.
Ghostbusters.
It's Octavius himself. We'll find out about that on the next episode.
So just chill.
Till then.
I remember seeing this on, I want to say Ultimate Spider-Man. They did a pretty close, pretty accurate adaptation of this story in one of the episodes. Besides the fact Tony Stark shows up and says, hey, what are you doing here? You're supposed to have this under control. You're Spider-Man. You're out of the Avengers, and I'm going to molest you again. So that was all right. But, it was another issue.
Mm-hmm. Issue 54.
53.
Was it? Yeah, 53. Exactly. That's right. We did the anal last time.
We sure did, and this time, and probably next week, too. Yeah. Probably for a few more years.
Can't wait for Stan Lee to make his leave from the book so it can get good, I think. I hope.
Can't wait to get to the last chapter of the Stan Lee book, where he dies. Just kidding. So, Joe, you like lists?
Not really. Not after how many years of doing this. But I got one.
One.
Yeah.
After 1 year.
Got a list of directors, Tom. This was your suggestion that we do our top 10 directors with honorable mentions, because this is what ish episode 150. Yeah. So in my honorable mentions, I have Guillermo del Toro. And he makes the list because I like his first movies a whole lot. He's not done anything that I've really given a shit about in the past. I don't know how many movies. And yeah, I'm not excited for anything that comes out from him anymore. I think fucking Pacific Rim, from that point on, it was just, didn't like any of them.
What about Pinocchio?
I haven't seen Pinocchio. Is he doing a Pinocchio? Should have had an Italian do that.
Mario Bava.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sargento.
Mario.
Yeah. Mario.
Sweet Liberace impression, bruh.
Next I have Danny Boyle. I do like the fucking his zombie movie 28 Days Later, 28 Months Later, whatever the fuck. They're both pretty good. I like Slumdog Millionaire. I did not like Trainspotting. I think that's an absolute piece of shit. It's not funny, it's not entertaining, but like a lot of the other shit he's done, Millions, really good movie. Then I have Jean-Pierre Jeunet.
Bless you.
Who did City of Lost Children, Amelie, Micmac, and Alien 3 for some fucking reason. Yeah, his shit.
Basketball one?
Basketball Jones! I got a basketball Jones! I got a basketball Jones! Oh, next, I have David Lynch. He didn't make the list because everybody else is more entertaining that's on my actual list. And then finally, I have Jackie Chan. Directed a lot of his own movies. For the most part, they're really fucking entertaining, especially like the series of Police Story movies and the... I don't know. A lot of good shit he's done, old Jackie. I haven't watched the animated Jackie Chan series, but I will.
Joe, no bullshit. It's fucking good stuff.
Is it?
You'll get a kick out of Uncle.
A kick. Ah,
get it?
Get it.
It's not him voicing himself, but he has like things at the beginning and end where it's live action, like Bobby's World. Where he tries to teach us stuff about the Asian culture.
Oh, that's good. That'd be good to know. I mean, I know you don't like the Asians, but yeah.
Shit, I would think if we do our top 10 animated series, that has a good chance of making it. I used to watch that shit all the time. Shit, maybe after Third Rock from the Sun, I'm going to hunt down Jackie Chan Adventures to complete
series. I don't think it would be too hard to find.
Maybe. I had to fucking take, when I used to work at this fucking shitty ass grocery store that's closed down, they had DVDs that came in cereal boxes. And I just fucking brought a whole bunch of them to the back of the meat cooler, started ripping them open and taking the Jackie Chan ones, then just putting them in the damage bin. So maybe I got those somewhere.
You probably do, Tom. You don't throw anything away.
I do. My heart.
Your honorable mentions, Tom.
I have Susuke Kaneko. He did the Gamera Heisei trilogy and Godzilla GMK. And he also, side note, he directed one of the stories in Necronomicon. Which every couple years I'll forget that I watched. And then I'll watch it and be like, oh, yeah.
It's pretty good.
I think that happened not too long ago.
Can never go wrong with Brian Yuzna.
And then I have Kevin Smith. You know, he hasn't made a good movie in a while. But just because of the childhoods, I thought an honorable mention was appropriate. And another one for that same reason is Lloyd Kaufman. Hasn't made a good movie in a while, but just because of the childhoods, put him on there.
That's been decades since he's made anything good, right? Wow. It's like 80-something, maybe.
Now he's just yelling at people on Blockbuster documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have Cliff Rockmore. The only reason he's not lower, or I guess on the actual list, is because he only directed two movies. But those two movies are great, and that's The Human Tornado and Petey Wheatstraw. And then I have Stephen Chow, your boy who made Shaolin Soccer. If there's a Stephen Chow movie coming out, I'm going to watch that shit. I didn't know he had a newer one out, so I think it's called Monkey King or something.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely going to look for that one and watch it. The last one I seen.
Did you like the one about that green jelly blob alien?
The fuck is that? The last one I seen was The Mermaid.
I didn't see that one. This one I think he did before The Mermaid.
Journey into the West?
Shit, I haven't seen that one either.
You should check him out. It's pretty good. And then I'll look for the green blob alien thing.
Yeah.
Wait, was that before Shaolin Soccer?
No, it was after
Kung Fu Hustle.
Kung Fu Hustle, yeah.
I'll look. We'll see. Maybe I have, but it ain't ringing a bell.
Yeah. I mean, it was all right. It was nowhere near as good as Kung Fu Hustle.
We'll see. I got the full screen version, so I'll go back and watch that soon. And I have two posters from that movie that are just rolled up and tucked away forever.
Because you don't throw anything away.
Mm-mm. Except my heart. Mm-hmm. Number 10.
At number 10, I've got our old friend of the show, Stugo. Yep, Stugo makes many an entertaining feature. But then he got real serious on everybody. Tries to make some dramas with the Edmund and shit like that. So, I'm more like his Reanimator days and his, shit like that. From Beyond, you know.
Dreams in a Witch House.
Dreams in a Witch House. Best one of the series in my list. Yeah.
I have, surprisingly, an Italian director for my number 10.
You hate them Dagos.
I do. And a lot like some that have been mentioned before, he hasn't made a good movie in a while. Some say because he's dead. Some say because he just hasn't made a good movie in a while. And that is George A. Romero. It was him and fucking Kaneko battling it out. But I think George had one more movie that I liked, so I gave it to him.
Yeah, I like a lot of George Romero's shit.
Do you? Do you like a lot? Like Season of the Witch? And There's Always Vanilla?
I did like Season of the Witch. That's a part of my collection. Bitch.
We're not talking about Halloween 3 here.
But, shit like Bruiser, that can go fuck itself. I never saw
Diary. You love Thomas Atkins.
I never saw Diary of the Dead.
Saw that in theaters. Ooh.
But, you know.
Number nine,
I got David Cronenberg. Another guy that made shit that just I thought was fucking tremendous, and then he went and got serious on everybody and just starts making dramas. Go back to your fucking crazy ass science fiction shit, please, Mr. Cronenberg.
Well, for my number 9, I think we have a call, Joe. Mr. C, are you there?
We'll get to him.
Okay. Number 8.
At my number 8, I have John Boorman. He directed Excalibur, The Emerald Forest, a lot of other shit that I like that I can't remember right now. But good shit. Good director. Mm. Deliverance, he directed that one.
Oh, that's a classic. My number 8 is a real hip cat, Daddy-O. He made such hits as The Beastmaster and a Dio video. And that is Daniel Cascarelli.
The Don.
Yes, another Italian, I guess.
Yeah, you're just fucking loading them up with your peoples.
Again, a lot of this list is coming down to, like, I guess in this area, it's like, okay, how many movies did they put out and how many of them did I like? But when we get lower, it's just like, okay, well, how much do I actually like this stuff? Mm-hmm. So a lot of this is just kind of based on how many movies that they put out that I liked.
Number 7? Is that where
Yes.
At number 7, I have George Miller, the guy that directed all 4 of the Mad Max movies and Babe, Pig in the City.
James Cromwell, my radio edit.
He doesn't have a big filmography, but his shit, fucking outstanding.
That'll do, Joe. That'll do. I have Michael Judge of Office Space and Beavis and Butthead Do America fame, but also Silicon Valley, Joe. Mm-mm-mm. Gotta take that into consideration.
You do, Tom. You really do.
Plus King of the Hill. Come on, Joe. Thank you. Number 6.
I've got your boy, Takashi Miike. I think I gushed about him quite a bit when we did our review for, not for that episode, for 13 Assassins that I recently watched. Go back and listen to a couple of past episodes. You'll hear me talk about Miike. He's a very diverse guy that just did, like, a bunch of schlock, extreme in-your-face movies at first, but then, like, now he's all over the place, all kinds of fucking genres, and is really, really fucking good.
Good enough to be number 7.
Number 6.
Oh, shit. Fuck me, then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my number 6 is your boy, Franklin. Franklin Henenlotter.
The turtle? Oh.
No. Yes. Yeah, I think number 6 is a nice solid spot. Brain Damage and Frankenhooker are fucking very great, and I like those fun movies. But the rest of them are just kind of, oh yeah, they're all right. I like them.
I like Basket Case.
You would. You look like them.
I don't
you
like
eat hot dogs.
But it's one of those, you know, separating the art from the artist kind of things, you know? Mm. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I would feel much cleaner hanging around with Franklin the Turtle.
Well, I wasn't that a Bill Cosby show?
Was it? I don't fucking know.
Or am I thinking of Little Bill?
Little Bill?
Or Mr. Bill?
I don't know. I thought the only Cosby shows were the fucking Cosby Show and Fat Albert. Rudy, you like school at nighttime. No class.
Number 5.
At number 5, I got Alex de la Iglesia. Yep. Pedrita Durango, Dia de la Bestia, Witching and Bitching, which I don't know how to say the Spanish name. A lot of good shit. The Last Circus. I think I've liked everything he's done. And I didn't know that this show on HBO now, this 30 Coins, I didn't know that that was something that he directed. So I'll be watching that soon.
Did Probably you know started this week. Skins?
He produced Skins.
Pilly-lies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have The Last Circus on the old list of stuff to watch. So sometime I'll get to it.
Yeah, you might dig it. I don't know. I really don't know what you're going to think.
Hey, we'll find out together.
With your director's eye, Tom, because you were a director at one time, you see. I believe you will appreciate his visual style, as you director types like to say.
Well, Joe, speaking of directors, my number five, a director, and this is Michael Jackson. Just kidding. Just like a lot of these movies on here, they started out making some good movies and then fucked a pig. And this is Peter Jackson of Bad Taste and Dead Alive.
And he almost made my list. He almost made honorable mention for that reason. And I know, yeah, like you just said, he made some fucking incredible shit. And people would argue that the stuff he's making now is incredible, but it's That's just not
different.
Not me. Yeah.
It's like a 180 from yeah. what he was making.
It's like a... It's like your Marvel Universe type fantasy shit is what he's doing. That King Kong, I was real fucking disappointed in that. I think I've told you before, that was the last movie I was excited to see in the theaters, and I learned my lesson. It's like, nope, don't fucking get excited for anything anymore. Just go watch it and expect it to suck and hope it, you know, it surprises you.
Go look up our most disappointing movies list.
Mm-hmm.
Number four.
In number four, I have Tony Scott. I find most of his movies really fucking entertaining. Yeah, sorry, rest in power, dead man that killed yourself or something. Yeah, fucking Revenge, fucking Man on Fire, the fucking one with Christian Slater, True Romance, you know. That shit's good. I like all that shit. It's fun, entertaining. He's got a visual style. You can always tell you're watching one of his movies with the way it's lit and everything. Tony Scott.
Number four?
Yes.
Gary Coleman, with such movies as The Stuff and Quesadilla, The Winged Serpent. I haven't seen a Larry Cohen movie that I haven't liked. You know, the It's Alive movies aren't great, but you know, they have that Larry Coleman charm to them. Same thing with Salem's Lot 2. Not great, but it has that charm. He knew how to make a movie on a buck and make them entertaining.
Did he direct Phone Booth or just write it?
Wrote it.
Okay, that's on my list to watch.
It's about a guy in a phone booth.
Yeah, I gathered as much. I just saw Cohen's name on it, and I wanted to see it. Because, number three, Larry Cohen.
Almost. We almost.
We almost came together again. But nope, that's a rarity.
Oh.
See? Right after. Yeah, I, for the most part, dig most of his shit. You know, God Told Me To is fucking amazing. Cue the Winged Serpent, pretty cool fucking pterodactyl movie or whatever the fuck it is. Quetzalcoatl, I don't fucking know. Yeah, a lot of shit, a lot of good shit, man.
Number three.
You're number three.
The director of the great underrated movie, Observe and Report. That was the one where Seth Rogen's the fucking security guard in the mall. And everybody forgot about that shit because that Paul Blart garbage came out. And everyone got them confused.
All cop.
But that's okay, because he also directed Eastbound and Down and Vice Principals, talking about Jody Hill. Hey, don't forget about fucking Righteous Gemstones. And You're the Foot Fist Way. All in there. Jody Hill, good shit.
Foot Fist Way, yeah, that's a good one.
Number two.
Is your phone ringing?
No.
You sure?
Yep.
Okay. My number two is John Carpenter.
Oh, hello, Joe. I was just taking a bubble bath.
Yeah, this is a guy that made some really good shit that I like a lot. Fucking Escape from New York. Starman is the one that nobody really talks about, but I think that's his best film. The Fucking Thing, second best film. Great, great, great fucking movie. And then he just stopped giving a shit somewhere along the way, you know?
I think it was somewhere around like 2004-ish.
I think it was, yeah, Escape from L.A., the sequel to my beloved Escape from New York.
I was thinking a little later than that, something with burns and smoking.
No, Escape from L.A. is an absolute piece of shit.
They were surfing.
The Ward. They were playing basketball, too.
They were. Yeah.
And I thought it was bad in Alien 3, but fuck, this was even worse.
Oh, hey, let's catch the wave. Throw the balls over their shoulders.
Give each other a high five while they're surfing.
Number two.
Yes.
Great movies. Great television. Even though the television I haven't watched in a few years, there's no doubt in my mind that it's still not entertaining and hilarious. But such feature films as Cannibal the Musical and Team America World Police, I have the star of basketball, Trey Parker. Number two.
You like what you like, man.
Number one.
Walter Hill. When we did this list, it's like, you know what? Most of his shit I fucking like. It's just like these fucking action movies that are, they're tough guy movies is really what they are. the Long Riders, fucking Southern Comfort, Hard Times with fucking your boy Charlie Bronson. It just fucking goes on and on. He did a lot of shit. I haven't seen the fucking Schwarzenegger movie he did where Arnold's a like a small town cop or something. The Last Stand. So I need to watch that one. Cause what was that? Was that the last movie Walter Hill did? I'm not sure. I don't know. But yeah, fuck. Thank you, Mr. Hill. Thank you.
I just wish we didn't have next week's list picked out so we can do our top 10 tough guy movies.
Write that down so I don't forget that.
I've already got
written down animated series.
252. Hey, we'll figure it out next time. I'm going to be on the road and we still got a week to record. We'll figure it out. Joe, number one. I might have to have you say it for me because I would hate to mispronounce this name. Because I don't even want to say the movie titles because I might mispronounce the movie titles.
Harvey Fierstein.
No, but you got to say it like him.
Harvey Fierstein.
No? But no.
Pedro Almodovar.
What?
Huh?
That's right, Joe. It's Nipsey Russell.
Nipsey Russell. I didn't remember that he directed The Wiz. Wait, he didn't.
Rodriguez. Movies like Sin City and Planet Terror. And from dusk till dawn. So don't ever say I'm hateful against your people.
And we can be heroes.
Which I will not watch. There's just some shit I don't give a fuck about. The Spy Kids, the Shark Boy and Lava Girl, like he made some movie for $20 that Tubi picked up about like medical experiments or something. You do a tough guy movie with dudes and guns and shit, and then we'll fucking talk. But I don't want to watch your children's films.
The Spy Kid films are pretty entertaining.
I'm sure they are.
Daniel Shark Boy and Lava Kid or whatever. Not entertaining.
Danny Bonaducci's in it. So, you know, it's not for me.
No.
That's okay. He has a big enough filmography that I can be like, ha ha, all right. I watched Machete and I was like, fuck, I wish I was Mexican. Then I slapped myself in the face and said, oh, thank God.
Oh, wait. I'm Italian.
So, Joe, what do you want to do next week?
Just off of the top of my head, I'd say let's do our top 10 haunted house type movies.
Man, I'll tell you this. I don't think I'm a fan of haunted house movies.
Oh, we'll see. We'll see. Should be pretty easy to cobble together 15 of these. You know, 10 on the list, 5 honorable mentions.
Yeah, especially if you only have 15 written down.
Yeah.
All right, well, do stuff. DWNProductions.net, masks, whatever, my shit, movies. Go get it. Joe?
FastCustomShirts.com. Shirts, if you need custom work done, hit me up.
Boy, God.
Basketball Jones, I got a basketball Jones. Got a basketball Jones, oh baby, ooh. Yes, I'm the victim of a basketball Jones. Ever since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood. Then one day, my mama bought me a basketball, and I love that basketball. I took that basketball with me everywhere I went. That basketball was like a basketball to me. I even put that basketball underneath my pillow. Maybe that's why I can't sleep at night. I need help, ladies and gentlemen. I need someone to stand beside me. I need someone to set a pick for me at the free throw line of life. Someone I can pass to. Someone to hit the open man on to give him goal. And not end up in the popcorn machine. So cheerleaders, help me out. Nothing.